Rebbe once remarked that it is the nature of a Jew to say that any event that happened is a miraculous event. He gravitates to say that a miracle happened, even though others would try to explain that something natural had occurred. Good morning. The Chicago Daily Tribune could be forgiven for carrying a headline on November 3rd, 1948, that Thomas Dewey defeated Harry Truman because the election results hadn't yet come out. But compare that to CNN's recent article headlined, "Iran's attack seemed planned to minimize casualties while maximizing spectacle." There is a line in the Talmud, page 9b of Sota, "Nikarin devrei emet." You could tell when someone is saying the truth. You could tell that the words of King David in Psalm 121, the Garden of Israel does not sleep or slumber. You could tell that's true. You could tell that when Isaiah says in chapter 8, verse 10, "Utsu eitz v'tufar," they scheme and it is foiled. They speak and it will not happen because Hashem is with us. You could hear, it resonates, the reality of what they are saying. But there are those who have always gravitated to try to explain things rationally, even when it doesn't make any sense. As Reb Rashab once remarked about a certain individual, that even if he would stand at the Reed Sea and see the sea being split, he still would not believe. Look at Paul Johnson's History of the Jews. He tries to explain the Baal Shem Tov. What does he say? He says the Baal Shem Tov had spies that were seeking out hidden information of people in order to try to promote his agenda as a miracle worker. We have to realize that there are miracles happening in front of our eyes, similar to the ones that God did when he took us out of Egypt. And may we see the miracles of the coming Mashiach today. I'd like to dedicate a minute of Torah today to the neshama of Reb Binyamin Ze'ev ben Reb Nachum Mordechai, whose anniversary of passing is today. May his neshama have an aliyah, and may he be good to better on behalf of his family for all good, b'seich klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.